I'm talking to trainer Gary White about the double that he prepared at Peter Park at Sprayton last Sunday. Gary, terrific double, Scoville and Shardu, two terrific winners. Let's first of all talk about Scoville. Much really appreciated the firmer going.
Yes, Pete, we ran at Launceston. I scratched from Hobart, and we thought the Launceston track obviously would normally drains a lot quicker, better, and a quicker rate, and we thought that we'd get away with running on that surface. But unfortunately, unlike the rest of the breed, she didn't. The family, she didn't appreciate that type of going. Hence, I spoke to Sharon, my partner in the horse, and we decided that we'd go up to Sprayton. And yeah, look, she handled the going really well, and Valent, who's been riding in outstanding form, gave every conceivable chance.
Well, she missed the start, but he bustled her, and she quickly caught up the ground, and she settled midfield, and all she really needed was that opportunity in the home straight, and when he eased her off, and when he let her down, and she did let go, she was impressive.
Yeah, well, he's always had a huge rap and on the horse, and we mentioned that Craig, you mentioned that Craig knew it over the carnival, that she's probably a better chaser than she's a leader, and Valent wanted to ride her, back, and we rode her forward in Launceston because of the soft track and getting all that dirt thrown back in your face. But anyway, got his way, and his way was the right way.
All right, she'll go on now. You'll look for a suitable race for her, maybe go back to Sprayton?
Yeah, at this stage, Pete, there's one up there on the 15th of July, as a Class 1, 1150, so I think at this stage we won't change winning formula, and we'll go back up there and go that way.
All right, and in the last race, Shardu, Bullen, as you said, he would win in a broomstick at the moment, and the way that he manoeuvred her in the home straight, had her pretty well positioned, and he made a snap decision in about 150 or 200 out, and it finished up being the winning move.
Yeah, look, it was fantastic feed, as you say. Yeah, he got back, took the run along the fence, and Ben McCool was rated the favourite pretty well out in front, and I was getting a nice cushy run, and we also had a beautiful run up the fence, and there was two options on straightening, and he went to come out, and the other horse on the outside of him sort of started to close the gap. So rather than take the risk, Valent darted back to the inside, went between Brennan and the one on the fence, and the horse showed a lot of courage, and he's always shown a bit of ability, and Russell Revel and Anita Bell and that ride the horse, they're pretty confident, that he trained on, and Anita said the other before the race, but when she came back, she said, he just feels enormous, Gary, and jumping over his skin, which was fantastic, and he kept that in the race, and the horse is owned by a fantastic group of people and great supporters of the stable. It's just great to see them get up for them.
Well, Michael's a lovely bloke, he's and he puts a fair bit of hard earned into the game.
Oh, yeah, look, you got Michael Land, you got Mike, you got another Michael, and Pete and John, they're just, they're in other horses with me as well, and they just take it all on their chin, and they know that, like last start at Hobart, I should have claimed with him, it was a bog track, and he lugged it for 16.5 kilos, and I thought, well, probably can't win anyway first up, and I didn't want to, and Ryan gave him a nice try, I looked after him when he was starting to feel the pinch, and but Ryan couldn't come over for this particular race, otherwise he'd have had the ride, but Valent was pretty wrapped that he didn't, so it all worked out well, but as I said, they're great supporters of the stable, and it's just really good, as when you get rewards for people that look after you.
With Shardu, is there a bit of depth there, a bit to work with?
I think so, Pete. Like, he was just probably... I backed him off after his last start over, just to recover from the from the gut bust that I gave him. The way that he bounced, he likes to be on the fresher side, so he's a bit tricky. Probably not the right type of horse, you know, you want to run around on wet tracks. Yeah, can't sort of do enough sort of leg work. Yeah, you got to have him a little bit soft. So I think that he's definitely a Class 6 awesome ability, that's for sure.
All right, well, you almost got a treble with Espresado, who was coming off a very, very impressive win in Hobart, freshened him up, and, I don't know what happened, early in mid-race, but certainly finished the race off well.
Yeah, he did, Pete. Stephen gave him a gun run from the gate, and your horse is a little bit slow away, and you got to stoke him up a bit. Stephen said he sort of leans on the side of the gate, and he just at the moment he's a bit immature, and he got a gun run coming up, up towards the home turn, and I thought from then on, he's just going to pick him up easy, and he sort of still went to pick him up into the bit, and as you said, he got his rein caught, and he's pretty down on himself, Steve, and that happened, and I guess. End of the day, they're only human, and even the best of human. So it proved of the day. And it was pretty, as I said, he was up for a bit of stirring on the Monday morning. But I don't think he was in for a bit of stirring on that particular day. But just one of those incidents. And he went across his reins, and I thought the horse must have been laying in. And I still thought the horse had won from where I was. And as I walked out of the away from the monitor, I heard Colin say this could be a little bit closer than I thought. And a couple of people patted me on the back, and I thought, they thought we'd won, and I was a bit surprised. the other horse had gone up.
Red Willow,
So anyway, but look, it was great. If you're going to get beat, it's good to get beat by people that you really like, and the Hanson family are great friends, and that sort of softened the blow a bit.
All right, now, Espresso Posado, you just continue on with him for a couple more runs this prep.
Yeah, you probably have one more, Pete. He's a horse that's still very mature. And I don't want to gas him, and I wouldn't give him any more than one run. And I'll have a Swankies away at the moment. Family, they're away overseas, so I'll have a chat with them when they come back. And we'll probably just give him one more start, put him out, and bring him back for our summer carnival.
All right. Well done for the double, and almost a treble. Maybe next time when you go up to Sprayton, you might snare the treble. But thanks for your time today, Gary.
Thank you, Pete. Speak soon. Cheers.